a wonderful trip with a twist on dessert. We got to the coast after a beautiful ride, arrived at our hotel, and checked in. Our room was a spacious Bayview suite. We toured our suite, unpacked, and made the walk to the nearby Vietnamese restaurant. The weather was a bit colder than expected, which made for a brisk walk. The restaurant was only a block and a half away, though, so all was well. We beat the crowd and were immediately seated. We reviewed the menu and took in the ambience. The low light against the soft blonde wood and bamboo background made for a warm, romantic environment. The food was fantastic. Everything, including nice wine, made for a perfect meal. Sitting next to my beautiful bride in such a relaxing setting was beginning to set the perfect mood. My mind wasn't on sex, so to speak, but I knew where the evening would take us. I was happy that the mixture of the senses in the moment was creating an intimate connection. I knew that would cross to other parts of our being later that evening. The dessert menu didn't really speak to us. We walked back to the hotel and took the elevator to the restaurant on the top floor. We took a seat in the bar and enjoyed a dessert and a glass of wine. The wine came late, which meant we tarried a bit longer than either of us wanted. The dessert and the view was great, but the atmosphere was a bit loud and busy for our taste. We finished up our wine and headed back to our room. As we returned to the room, we took our time undressing and getting ready to continue our evening. My bride laid on her stomach, and I began giving her a back and body rub. She relaxed as I rubbed her back, caressed and massaged her scalp, and rubbed down her legs. I switched from massaging to a lighter caress. I rubbed my fingertips down the middle of her back, up and down. Each time I went a little further until I began to touch her beautiful ass. I gave each cheek a few hard squeezes before sliding my fingertips gently down between her legs. I lightly brushed against her beautiful lady parts and then slid back up to the base of her neck. I continued to repeat this for 10 minutes or so. Next, I moved down to her legs for a bit and then on to her feet. As I began to massage her feet, she rolled over and asked me to sit up against the headboard. She laid on her back, bringing her ass up between my legs, and asked me to continue giving attention to her feet. At this point, I moved from more of a massage to a light caress. She reached down and began the same on her beautiful femininity. I settled into caressing her feet, while she settled in on taking care of herself. As I watch her in the dim light work her magic fingers, and as I hear the beautiful sounds of the moisture she is creating with the work of her hand, as I look upon her beautiful breast, seeing her nipples change color as they become engorged with arousal, my manhood begins to produce copious amounts of pre-cum. At this age, my manhood doesn't always stay at complete attention during our foreplay, but I am very ready to go as I watch my lady connect with her sex. She is pursuing her pleasure in the safety of our love, and it intoxicates me. She is ready to take her pleasure to the next level and grabs her clit stimulator. I continue caressing her feet and enjoy watching her pleasure herself. With the use of the clit stimulator, her body immediately goes into another gear. Watching her nipples grow darker and larger, watching her legs occasionally jerk or twitch as she hits the spot, listening to the periodic moans and whimpers as her face speaks of her pleasure, it is the most beautiful thing in the world to behold. As I continue to caress and be with her in her journey, my mind drifts to just a few nights ago. She was in this same state and had the longest, deepest orgasm she has ever had. Her muscles tightening, her hips lifting off the bed, her pussy contracting, her deep moans of pleasure and her facial expression of being totally lost in ecstasy. I feel more connected to her, more one with her, than I could ever possibly imagine. But alas, on this night, too much wine, too late in the evening, after a long day, was going to deny us her moment of erotic release. Yet we still bathed in the journey, the openness, and the connection. The intimacy was all a beautiful experience. Watching my lovely bride aggressively pursue the sexual being that the Father placed within her is my greatest joy and privilege. I pray she continues to pursue the freedom that God has gifted in the marriage bed. With that, my love asks that I lay on my back. She cuddles up against me, laying on her side. With one leg resting on top of mine, she begins to caress my manhood. I lay back and take in the growing sensations of her handiwork. My mind drifts to the intimacy that began on the drive down, built through dinner, and continues to climb as we pleasure each other. My mind plays back the images and sounds of her chasing and finding her pleasure. My manhood has grown hard, thick, and long as she pleasures me. She shifts her hand upwards to my nipple, leaving me to continue the work at hand. Pre-cum runs down my member onto my hand as she sucks on one of my nipples. At the same time, she lightly pinches and twists the other. My mind shifts to the connection between my nipples and my cock. Each perfect little twist she makes causes me to squeeze a little tighter and stroke a little faster. I sense the early stages of the energy that has built up in my body begin to migrate to the center, towards my crotch. It's a signal that, if I maintain this pace, I'm quickly nearing the point of no return. My bride senses it too and shifts gears. As I lay on my back, she takes her time moving from my side to a position of mounting and straddling me. She adjusts herself and settles in. giving my body a moment to reset from the previous stimulation. She raises herself up, grabs onto my mantle, and directs it into her moist, beautiful flower. With a single movement, she sits down, taking all of me in. She begins from a sitting position to grind her womanhood into my pelvis. I lay there, watching her sensual movements, enjoying the most perfect breasts I've ever seen. She rests her weight on my chest with her palms, lining up her fingers to slowly work my nipples. This is not a position that will send her over the top. Nonetheless, it is a wonderful erotic view. I take in all of her, enjoying the gift of her body as she takes all the fullness of my manhood, rocking back and forth in oneness. As her legs begin to shout back at her, she dismounts. Centering herself on the bed, she lays on her back and spreads open. She is inviting me to mount her, fill her with my manhood, and plant my seed deep within her. I climb her mountain, lining up my manhood with her glistening wetness. My member slides easily into her waiting, prepared garden. She spreads wide and pulls her legs up as I draw my legs forward. That shifts my weight off her stomach and onto my knees, allowing for maximum penetration. I start slowly, rising up and taking in the sight of her beautiful body, then coming down on my elbows where we can lock lips and deeply suck each other's tongue. All the while I take long, slow thrusts into her aroused love. Once again, the energy begins to build. Her soft, beautiful skin, the erotic view of her breasts swaying in time with my thrusts, the perfect twists and tweaks of my nipples, it all causes the energy in my body to migrate to my center. My breathing increases, my thrusts pick up pace. My stiff manhood continues to engorge into a hungry cock. It wants, no, needs, to pound, to drive it home, to fulfill its God-given design. Through the act of intimate oneness, through both giving and receiving the highest form of God-gifted human pleasure, to deeply plant and release its life-giving seed. The energy explodes and my seed is released, driven deeply home in heavenly, erotic contractions of orgasmic bliss. I can feel the ropes of sperm travel up my manhood. They squirt out contraction after contraction into her wet, velvety lady place. We come down from the mountain and return to a state of calm, quickly clean up, put on our PJs, and drift off into a night of restful bliss. My 4:30 alarm comes. I do my best to sneak out of bed and not wake my wife. Fortunately, we are in a suite, and I can retire to another room for my quiet time. As I go through my morning reflection time and on to reviewing the world news, my mind keeps drifting to the sounds and images of my sexy woman. I can't stop thinking of the intimate night we shared, both in and out of the bed. And I keep drifting back to the powerful moans of her orgasm several nights previously. As I get up to move toward the shower, I notice the wetness on my pajamas from the copious amounts of pre-cum. I head to the shower, thinking of a way to leave work a little earlier than planned. I wanted to leave time to return to the hotel for another round in the sheets. The shower warms up. I sit down in the tub, lay back, and let the hot water massage my body. My eyes closed, seeming to move in and out of sleep. I began to once again focus on the sight and sounds of my wife in a state of bliss. As my manhood hardens, my cock perfectly aligns with the shower stream. Within a matter of seconds, I am hard as a rock. I grab onto my cock and softly give it a few strokes. Large amounts of pre-cum continue to ooze from my tip. I lightly caress the length of my cock. The sensation of the slippery love juices and the water stream pulsating against the head of my member are exquisite. Losing track of time, I shift gears to wash up and shampoo my hair. I'm still trying to plan on how to make the time before we head home after my morning meetings. As I get out of the shower and towel off, I once again become hard as steel. I step out of the bathroom, look at the clock, and realize that, hey, I have time right now. I crawl into bed, naked, and begin to rub my wife's back and ass. She rolls over, sees my nakedness, and begins to massage my balls. I lay on my back, and just as the night before, she lays on her side next to me. She straddles my leg and sucks one nipple while she pinches the other. About a minute later, I am ready to go. I roll over and shift her on the bed. Raising her legs, I bury myself in her already moistened pussy. Last night, I wanted to take it slow, enjoy the moment, enjoy the feeling, and enjoy the connection. This morning, I just want to ride my girl good and hard. I was hot, horny, and ready to deliver the goods. In no time, I feel my cock begin to swell. The head seems to double in size, and her velvety wetness is bringing me close to the end. I let out a series of grunts and groans. Then, in a long, loud moan, I release my seed deep into her glistening pussy. In that instant, as I'm coming, I say to myself, I'm going to eat her. I quickly dismount. To her surprise, I slide down the bed and start sucking her pussy like a madman. I'm latched onto her clit with my lips and am French kissing the top of her pussy. My tongue rolls hard against her love button. After I catch my breath from my orgasm, I start lapping up and down the full length of her pulsing, swollen womanhood. I take my tongue low and deep, pulling out a mixture of our love juices, and swirl it around her love button. After a few minutes of this, I put my finger on the bottom outside edge of her hot pussy. I just barely enter her love canal and lightly move my finger in and out and side to side. While fingering her wet entrance, I continue to lap my tongue up and down the full length of her pussy. Seeing her state of arousal plateauing, I take things up another notch. Two fingers go up into her well-used flower. Fully inserted, I rest the base of my fingers at the lower part of her cum-coated pussy. Then I angle up and into the top, up towards her G-spot. I gently thrust in and out and a bit side to side. At this point, I focus my tongue up near the top of her pussy and lightly make contact with her lips and the tip of her love button. She starts to involuntarily thrust her hips. While continuing to move my fingers side to side, I cease the thrusting and let her hump on my fingers. This allows her to control the speed and the pressure of the action. She has now worked up pretty good. She's in the zone and hunting for her orgasm. Looking to send her over the edge, I reach up and squeeze her left tit. I grab in a way where my fingers are gripping right on her nipple. I repeatedly squeeze and release her tit. My fingers move in a scratching motion, going right across her now hard, protruding nipple. I know that she can only take nipple play in small amounts, so after about a minute, I begin to pull my hand away from her breast. She immediately responds, "No, keep doing that." I return to the nipple stimulation and now feel sure that I have her. The nipple play and the light lick against her pussy lips and clit is doing its job. My sweet little angel is lost in the moment and humping my fingers with a purpose. And then it comes, a low, loud moan. Oh, 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 oh. Then it shifts to a higher pitch. Ah, 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 ah. Finally, a softer, continuous moan accompanied by a continuous round of contractions. Not 15 minutes ago, I shot a massive load in my girl, but now the loud moans and the orgasmic face, the tensed-up orgasmic body, and the never-ending strong pussy contractions against my fingers has me once again hard and ready to go. She comes down from a massive orgasm, lets out a long, contented sigh. As quick as I had dismounted her moments ago and slid down to her pussy, I slide back up and mount her. I'm intent on breeding this erotic woman into oblivion. I shove my manhood into her still pulsing flower and thrust with all I have. Her legs are spread wide, and I'm up on my knees driving it home. The only parts of our bodies that are touching are my cock and her pussy and her fingers twisting my nipples. I'm breathing hard and jagged. I tell her to pinch and twist harder. She complies, and I shoot long and hard, once again giving her all of my seed. I collapse on her and catch my breath. We lay together for a while, enjoying the comfort of each other's presence. I gobbled down a bit of room service and quickly headed off to meetings. My beautiful bride of 41 years could now enjoy a lazy morning. Yesterday, we had a wonderful night out and a romantic night in as we made slow, sweet, gentle love. But we also woke up and had passionate, erotic sex. Her pussy got used. Used hard, used good, and used twice. But in between, she found a new favorite. A cream pie-filled eating experience. Just the right placement and position of tongue action, timely nipple pinching, and some self-managed finger writing. That morning was a first, but it certainly has not been the last.